Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable. And I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/FUTURE.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's just over 2 weeks until the 2026 Winter Olympic Games get underway in Milano Cortina in Italy. The Team Ireland contingent has yet to be revealed for what will be their ninth appearance in the Winter Games. Ireland's debut at the Games in 1992 is a fascinating story, and it all started with a note left taped to a boat at the Henley Regatta. Off the bowls, Cameron Hill can tell us more. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
So this note taped to a boat, that's on the water, and we're talking about ice and snow.
Indeed. So in order to tell the story of the 1992 Games, we have to go back to 1986. It all starts with a UK businessman named Larry Tracy. His father came from Naas. His mother was from Maguire's Bridge near Enniskillen, County Fermanagh. And he received the present of a week-long bobsleigh course from his wife in St Moritz, Switzerland.
Very posh.
Very posh. And he enjoyed it tremendously. And a couple of weeks later, he rocks up to the Olympic track in Innsbruck asking if he could drive the sleigh. He was refused. Only international drivers were allowed to drive on the track, he was told. And the only way to become an international bobsleigh driver was through your country's federation. That was going to prove difficult because there was none in Ireland at the time.
So he decides that Ireland has got to become a bobsleigh country if he's going to be able to ever compete.
Yes, and he had a background in trialling for the Olympics at least. So he went on, or he trialled for the Ireland rowing team at the 72 Munich Games and still had connections in the sport. So he did what any of us would do. He rocks up to the Henley Regatta, leaves a note on one of the boats belonging to the Neptune Rowing Club. I presume this was all above board, but I like to think there's a clandestine sneaking about to the story too. And Jerry Mackin and Pat McDonough, the two rowers from the club, discovered the note and were intrigued. They, along with another guy called Andrew Hodges, contacted Tracy and told him in August of that year that they were in. So Tracy goes and files an application to the Olympic Council of Ireland and the International Bobsleigh and Skeleton Federation, who both approve it. So we now have an Irish Bobsleigh Federation. And the Irish team began training and competing on the international circuit, with Tracy financing the whole endeavour. Along the way, they meet a whole host of characters from the bobsleigh community, including one famous character who we will reveal all about later, as well as two teams, the Mexican team, who are also trying to go to their first Olympics, and of course, the Jamaican team from a certain film called Cool Running.
So did we manage to get a spot in the Winter Olympics at the 1988 Calgary?
Yes, we did. We qualified. But 10 days before the opening ceremony, the Olympic Council of Ireland sent a one-sentence letter to the bobsleigh team informing them that their entry had been withdrawn. There was no reason given. And Tracy takes the matter to the High Court to get an injunction. The judge was, quote, sympathetic to their cause, but refused their request. So no Team Ireland at the 88 Games, made famous by the Jamaican bobsleigh team and by Eddie the Eagle Edwards' appearance in the ski jump for Great Britain. And it was Eddie the Eagle who really got under Tracy's skin. So back in 2014, he told the Irish Examiner, this guy was lauded. The British allowed him go, and what he did was the equivalent of running the 100 metres in 33 seconds.
He was brutal, in other words. But he became a celebrity.
Absolutely. And Tracy says, I thought to myself, I'm not allowed to be here, but you've got this guy who's not remotely in touch with the other competitors. So a chip on his shoulder was developed.
Now, then we moved 1992, the Games in Albertville in France. So what happened there?
So this is the first time that Ireland compete. Only a third of the events took place actually in Albertville. They were spread across venues in an area roughly 1,553 square kilometres in the mountainous Savoie countryside in France. They were the first games where organisers distributed condoms in the athlete's village, which I found out as well. And Ireland sent two teams for the two-person bob. Gerry Macken, along with a new guy, Malachy Sheridan, in one. And Pat McDonough was joined by Terry McHugh in the other. Now, he'd competed in the javelin at the 88 Summer Games in Seoul. His throw, which was a distance of 82.75 metres in a meet in London in 2000, remains the men's javelin record. And he's the only Irish athlete to compete at the Winter and Summer Olympic Games in the same year. He's also competed at six games, the only athlete to have done so. Four summer, two winter. So quite the pedigree.
Now, how did our teams do in these events?
Pretty respectfully. So McDonough and McHugh finished 32nd in the bobsleigh event. Macken and Sheridan finished 38th. So Tracy had kind of fulfilled his vision of seeing Ireland compete at the Olympics. He'd ridden on an Olympic track. So he stopped funding the programme after this, after the 92 games. And Ireland missed out on qualification for the 94 games in Lillehammer. But McHugh wanted another crack at an Olympics. And in 1996, began searching for financial backing ahead of the next games in Nagano, Japan. Their application for funding was denied by the Irish Sports Council, but the Olympic Council backed them. Now they needed a sled for the qualifiers for the four-man event, and McHugh was presented with a few unusual options.
Our whole bobsled campaign was actually run on rented equipment for four-man. We had no two-man sleds. Too expensive. And even if you bought them, then too expensive to bring from track to track. So we had to be very strategic. We picked tracks like Calgary, Canada, Innsbruck, Austria. Just pick those two. So you've got a European track and you've got a North American track where we specialize in those tracks. So every event that was on those, we tried to get our drivers there. So they got experience on those tracks. So when there was a World Cup event or a European Cup event, we gave ourselves the best chance to be familiar with the track, you know, because we couldn't afford to be on the circuit all the time following the thing around. When we decided to do the four-man campaign and try to qualify a four-man sled, first sled we rented in Canada, believe it or not, was the sled used in the film Cool Runnings. It was absolutely awful. Like, we had this black sled with Jamaica still on it, and we're like, that looks familiar. And then we were chatting around, so what's the story? And somebody said, oh yeah, that's the sled that they used for making the film. It's still knocking around the shed here. We'll rent you that. And our driver at the time, Pete Donahue, was delighted, but we were not happy. The actual one of the biggest problems was that the sled itself was extremely heavy. It was a proper sled. It was a proper sled, but it wasn't the top end racing sled. So that was our rented sled. So we had to take weight out and eventually found another sled, thanks be to God. And we carried on with our campaign and we qualified. Now, when we qualified for Nagano, we didn't have a four-man sled and we didn't have contacts in Nagano to rent a four-man sled. So Prince Albert of Monaco, being the half Irishman that he is, knew of our plight. And we talked to him and basically said, would you have a sled we could rent? He was traveling to Nagano with two four-man sleds. And the deal was we could use his second four-man sled. But if he ran into equipment problems, we would have no sled to compete at the Olympics. We'd then have to go locally and try to source a four-man sled. That just sounds ridiculous when I say it. But that's the agreement that we had in place. And the sled we used at the 1998 Olympics was actually sled two from the Monegasque bobsled team owned by Prince Albert.
What an extraordinary story.
Always liked that Prince Albert. My favourite principality, Monaco. Mm. He competed in five Winter Olympic Games as well, Pat.
How did he do?
His best finish was 25th in 88. So again, another person at the Calgary Games when Ireland weren't there. But a good guy, it turns out.
And looking at our track record since.
So that time, Terry McHugh and Jeffrey Pamplin came 27th in the two-man. The four-man team in the Monegasque fleet, Bob of Lynch, Simon Lynchheid, Terry McHugh, Jeffrey Pamplin and Gary Power came 30th. And O'Donoghue was back in the sled for 2002. He was joined by Paul Kiernan in Salt Lake City. And Ireland enters their first ever women's bobsleigh team at the 2010 Games in Vancouver with Aoife Hoey and Claire Byrne finishing 7th. With Leona Byrne coming along as the reserve. We haven't entered a bobsleigh team since. But there was a documentary that I just wanted to finish on called Breaking Ice, made in 2020 by filmmaker Jason Branigan. I can't find it anywhere. So if anyone has any details on where to find it, get in touch on the Cameron Hill on Instagram or Cameron Hill at offtheball.com. But at the end of it, it's really interesting. They interview Larry Tracy. And after the credits, Jason Branigan asks Larry Tracy, if in Innsbruck in 1986, the instructor said, yeah, go on, you can drive it, would you have done all this? And Larry Tracy said, no. I just find it so interesting that all that pivots on someone being allowed or not allowed to go on a sled.
A listener's been on, Sharon. My cousin John Farrelly was on the Irish bobsleigh team in Albertville. Very exciting for the whole family, and I'm sure it was. Cameron Hill from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.